My name is Derek Frenette. I'm a lawyer in Vancouver. You called and spoke to my assistant, Jenny Wong, earlier today, something about Jessica Yaniv. Yes, she did. The one where you talked about there's a collective and Kiwi Farms and Green Shield. Yeah. So I'm well aware. Thank you for that. I'm well aware of Jessica, or as you say, Jonathan Yaniv. I'm not counsel to any individual. I'm not the lawyer for any person. I'm not the lawyer for Green Shield or any insured party through Green Shield. So I think you may have me mistaken with someone else. I do have a litigation matter. It's not before the courts. I do have a litigation matter that involves Yaniv, but to my knowledge, it's not public. So I'm not sure. Where were you able to get my name? Oh, I think I know. There may be a different lawyer in my office that you're looking for. I think there's another lawyer. You're right. Mr. Yaniv, as you say, or Ms. Yaniv, as she says, has a bunch of litigation matters before the court, the Human Rights Tribunal. Like or he has just gone crazy with all this litigation. So there are several matters, and there are different lawyers in my firm. So I think you're speaking to me, but I don't think I'm the person you're looking for. So you're looking for someone who is handling the H. Morris and N. Suk's Physiotherapist Corp. Lawsuit in the provincial court. Yeah, he's a real character. He's a real bad guy. I know what you mean. So I think, though, that this other lawyer, so I can't unfortunately give you any information because the file that I'm involved with is confidential and it's not been released. So it's not a court matter. It's not before the courts. So you can look kind of behind what I'm saying and probably guess what it is and where it is. It's not public record. So I can't tell you anything about it, unfortunately. So what I can do, though, is I can put you in touch with the person at my office who is handling this other provincial court matter, and I'll pass your email on to him. His name is Justin Abreu, and I'll say, "Hey, would like to speak to you. He has some information or inquiries, or he'd like to speak to you." And I'll let him know that you contacted me. I'll pass that to him and ask him to call you. I hear you. Let me say I can't confirm or deny anything about that, but what I'll tell you is I'm of exactly the same opinion as you. I agree entirely with you. So if you can take that as any comfort, I would strongly advise any client against settling with this person. No, I can't say either way. I apologize. If it was public record, I could just say you can go read the stuff, but it's not, so I can't. So, but what I will do, as I say, is I will pass this on to my colleague and let him know that he can call you back. His name is Justin. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And depending on what happens with my file, I appreciate that offer, and I may be interested. My client may be interested, so I will keep that in mind. And depending on what happens, I may contact you again. Justin, may contact you as well. So. I'll pass your name on and thank you for your call, and I wish you the best. I'll let him confirm that for you, but I believe that's the case and that's public record. He's the one that signed the documents that are filed in court, so I'll let him answer that though. I'm not sure. I'll call him right now, and I've already emailed him, forwarded your email, so he'll call you, I'm sure, as soon as he has an opportunity. You too. Thanks. Bye now.